Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. February the 15th, listening to God's voice.
This week, Derek's teaching dwells on how the body of a believer is a temple for the Holy Spirit. Today he shows how, once the Holy Spirit is living inside us, we must start listening for his voice. Our destinies, for good or ill, are settled by the voice we choose to heed. Listening to the voice of the Lord and obeying what he says will bring blessings. Ignoring the voice of the Lord will bring many curses. It is impossible to obey God without first hearing his voice, for his voice tells us what he requires. Many professing Christians are insensitive to the voice of God. We may continue our religious activities and duties, but they're habitual and formal, just patterns we've cultivated that lack a consistent awareness of God's voice. Through all dispensations, God asks his people to listen to his voice. In Jeremiah 7, God explained what he really required of Israel when he redeemed them from Egypt. The first thing he had in mind was not keeping the law for the offering of sacrifices, but listening to his voice. It was his voice that would lead them to keep for the necessary and offer the necessary sacrifices. Merely observing the externals of the law was of no avail if they were not doing so as a result of hearing the voice of the Lord. The key requirement of God is that we listen to his voice.
Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 22 to 23. For I did not speak to your fathers, or command brought them a day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people.
The simple requirement is, Obey my voice, and I will be your God. That sums it up as simply as possible. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that I listen to the voice of the Lord and obey what he says. I proclaim his truth for me. Obey my voice, and I will be your God. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Amen.